Hey there.
How's your cup of tea?
It's wonderful.
Good.
Okay,
I'm glad. I'm glad.
have my afternoon tea.
Of
So what's going
course.
on?
Just having a planning a little powwow with myself here for coming up for Grandma's birthday.
Okay.
So I'm looking at, I'm trying to get off of work for the 31st through the 5th.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm trying to do. I got approved for the 31st. I got approved for the 5th. I have not been approved for Monday and Tuesday yet. I'm trying to build it around the weekend because that's when everybody else is off, you know, so just, you know, would be easier, you know, from a visiting people or seeing people standpoint.
Right.
I mean, I could probably do the whole, you know, I could do earlier and do like the 28, 29, 30, 31, or, you know, something like that. Still have the same amount of time, but then I'm there
Right.
during the week, which everybody's working. It just, I feel like it would kind of be a waste. Thoughts?
But everybody's going to be working Monday, Tuesday, the following too.
Yeah,
If
but I
you're the three,
mean,
four, and five too,
right.
right?
Yeah. Well, so the alternative is I come up earlier and then I leave on Sunday. You know what I mean? So yes, I understand if I, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the following week, people are going to be working, but I also add in Sunday. So I at least get Friday night, Saturday, Sunday to see people, hang out with people, whatever. Whereas
Right.
otherwise, I have to leave on Sunday, which just takes out a whole day.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm waiting to hear back. They were supposed to let me know at the end of last week, and they didn't. So I'm just waiting to see if they say yay or nay. My second question is, could I borrow your car while I'm there? I know we briefly discussed that. I mean, I could always rent a car, but it's like $500.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, that's fine. I don't see why not.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
I don't
mean,
see why not.
would that leave you guys without a car, or do you still have the Pontiac?
We do, but it's not on the road.
Oh, okay. All right. So that would leave you without a car, though, if I do that.
Yes, it would. Do we go places all the time? No. Oh, but so like during the week, Dad takes Kristen back and forth to school.
Okay.
So he's like 8 o'clock in the morning,
Okay.
and then again at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. Okay.
So keep that in mind too. I mean, if you
Yeah.
can work around that, you
Right.
know.
Yeah. I'll put some thought into that, 'cause I mean, if I don't have to spend $500 by all
Yeah.
means, 'cause the plane tickets alone are $400 to $500. So
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, if you're about to meet up with, you know, people like in the evening or something, you know.
yeah.
That would work. That would be, you could use the car for sure, you know,
Right.
or during the day you can, you know, just as
Yeah.
long as, but you'd have to have the car back by 3:30
Right.
for a stupid half an hour. Too stupid. So,
All right, I'll think about that. If we use that, if we go down that road, I'd have to have somebody pick us up at the airport and drop us off at the airport.
yeah, and we already said that. Remember? We already talked about that,
Yeah,
and
but I'm
that's
also
not.
like I'm looking at flights. I'm not going to get in till like midnight when I get up there.
What? Midnight.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Money, for one, it's cheaper. That's the cheaper, best flight. Less layovers, less time being stuck in a layover instead of being at an airport for 3 hours. And also being cheaper, number one. And then my return flight is at like 6 in the morning. You know, so maybe I just rent a car instead of inconveniencing people, because that is basically going to require somebody to pick me up at midnight and drop me off at 5 a.m. in Rochester at the airport.
Oh, I know.
You know, because you got a 45-minute drive, so really it's going to be getting up at 4 a.m.
Right.
To go drop me off at, you know, 4:45, 5 a.m. to jump on a 6 a.m. flight. Get back in Key West at 1 in the afternoon.
Oh.
So maybe borrowing a car isn't the way to go. Maybe just renting a car is the way to go. And just pay the money, and that way I'm not inconveniencing anybody, and then we can kind of, you know, I can kind of make my own schedule type deal too, you know?
So here's a, I don't know. I mean, would it be really expensive to Uber from the airport to and from and then just use our car when you're here?
Tough to say.
I don't know how much that would be.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably,
I mean, it would be cheaper than $500 to rent the car for 5 days.
For all that time, yeah.
And I don't know how easy it is to get an Uber out here to go to the airport.
Yeah. Rochester Airport.
You're flying into Rochester?
It's the cheaper flights. Buffalo's more expensive, yeah.
I always thought it was the other way around.
It depends.
Ooh.
It depends. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. Let me go. So, right now, flight arriving, choose a date, June, July 30th, okay. Philly, there we go. It's going to be about a $100 Uber ride.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so probably $100 there and 100 back type deal. So you're looking at, you know, $200. Still, like you said, cheaper than, you know, $400 or $500 for a rental car. But at that point, you know, an extra couple $100 to just have a car the whole time might be beneficial.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, I just wanted to kind of get an idea of, you know, so.
I know. It's not like it's, I hear what you say, it's like an inconvenience. It's just,
well,
yeah,
it is. I mean, to have somebody come pick you up at midnight when you're 45 minutes away, it'd be different if it was like my Spencerport house. You know,
I was
10 minutes from the airport. That's a $20 Uber ride.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Again, I have to get approved first to get the time off for the dates that I want anyway. So everything kind of hinges on that. But
I think the 31st through the 5th would be better.
I agree. I mean, yeah, just because that way it gives me Friday, Saturday, Sunday to work around, and then Monday, Tuesday, you know, whatever, you're still, you know, I'm still there, just kind of hanging out, you know, and then I leave Wednesday morning at 6 a.m., so Wednesday, I'm not really there, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, and so, I think I'm taking pretty much that whole week off,
okay,
too.
So, you know, we could do something Monday or Tuesday, you know, we could
right.
have a day, you know, I could hang out with grandma one of those days. I mean, like, you know, it just gives, you know, me time to hang out with family, but then also hang out with some friends over the weekend as well.
Yeah.
So,
I agree. That's
the better of the
that'd
two.
Be good. Mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
Right. All right, well, I'll see what I can come up with, and I will let you know. But I guess then at this point I'm going to lean towards that and probably lean towards renting a car as well. So,
is Paula going to be able to come up?
Well, that's, you know, we're working on, you know, time off and everything like that. So,
I mean, yeah. I know her vacation time is limited.
Exactly,
so.
Yep. Which is another reason why, like, you know, taking the later flights allows, you know, the required vacation time opens up a little bit.
Yeah, I get
it. So, you know, it's a juggling process, but we'll work it out one way or the other. So
okay.
when I have something booked, I'll share it with you. I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. What did you think of the grandma's pictures?
Oh, they're great. So what I want to do is...
Did they come out blurry?
No.
Were they blurry?
No.
No? Okay.
Nope, they came out great. What I want to do is maybe make either one version, like maybe one picture, or if I can maybe do two pictures kind of, you know, side by side or something, and put them on magnets as kind of like a party favor.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of, you know, give to everybody that's there, like, hey, you know, 80th birthday, you know, here's a magnet. And that way, you know, you can put it on the fridge, just something unique, something a little cool to commemorate the party.
Yeah, I like that.
We did it for Pau's uncle when he turned 60. We did it more of a beach theme, so there was no picture involved, but it was, you know, Harry's 80th or Jason's 60th birthday, you know, Bahamas cruise 2026, you know, it was all that deal. You know, that way you could put it on your fridge. I'll shoot you a picture. If you would rather us do something like that, we could, but I just thought the picture, a young picture of her growing up would be just cool. Just something a little bit more personable, but I'll shoot you a picture of what we did for his birthday, and if you would rather us do something like that.
Whatever you want, what do you think? I mean, I have other pictures, too. I have pictures of her and, like Aunt Nancy and, you know, all the aunts and Uncle Bill. I have pictures of them, too, when they were younger, because they all, like, stand in a line. From like oldest to youngest, so that it like goes down. They always did that. So I have those. I can send those to you too, just if you want to see them.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't hurt to send them to me, and because I'm gonna kind of experiment with my templates and see what looks best. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you got to make something that looks good on a 2x2 magnet too.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want anything that's going to be, you know, because it's a square, so anything that's too elongated or too rectangular, you go, you know, it's hard to use something like that because it can distort the image and stuff. So, but, yeah, if you don't mind sending me a couple more. Just in case, you know, and that way we got them.
Do you have any pictures of Grandma and – with you and Paula too, or no?
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
No,
just because I'm trying to, because for the tables.
Yeah.
I'm doing I'm doing pictures, and I'm doing like grandma with everybody. But like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, I have pictures of you and grandma when you're older, and then when you're young.
Yeah.
You know, the same with myself and Aunt Rebecca and Uncle Greg and Colin and, you know, all the grandkids. So I'm trying to get all those together. I even have pictures of, like, grandma with Aunt Karen, grandma with Aunt Nancy and Janet and Sylvia. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To put on the tables. So,
yeah,
with flowers.
I don't have anything. I just have, you know, me and her, me and grandma.
Okay. Gosh, maybe we could AI something.
You know, anymore, you know.
I don't remember taking that.
I don't remember that. I feel like,
really, grandma, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. If you can do something like that, that would be kind of funny.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I know. It's going to be here before you know it.
Coming up quick. So that's how I want to get everything, at least from a flight and car standpoint, taken care of. And whether I'm crashing at your place, crashing at grandma's, like crashing at,
well, you know, at Rebecca, now everyone will be at grandma's.
From
so
when?
Remember that.
When do they get there?
When's the 27th? 29th? I think the 29th.
The 29th is Wednesday.
Yep. It's the 29th to the 7th.
Okay. All right. So they get there Wednesday. Okay. So pretty much I'm crashing at your place then.
Yeah, because they're there for, and then like all next week.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure when they were getting there. If they were getting there a little bit later and then, okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine. DF, CVS2. Sorry, I'm trying to find a lab diamond for somebody. Working on my lunch break.
You are? Why's that?
Well, I needed to call you, get this taken care of, and try to get the logistics. The flight prices, I mean, you know, the longer I wait, the closer we get to the dates, the more money it's going to be. So I'm trying to narrow it down sooner rather than later. Because like you said, it's going to be here before you know it. So.
Yep.
But.
It is.
Okay. Well, you've helped out a lot. Thank you. When I have everything booked, I will let you know the dates and the times, and then we'll plan around that.
That sounds good.
Okay.
All right. You too.
Thank you.
Okay. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.